So we see card to send a bagu VOA in the belly.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 7 kuMpalakazi 2018. Ngosithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje abantu bakhala ngemali eyingcosana yezabelo
80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona devolution uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumeni uyanika abantu singathi ama responsibilities angabe imali
Osama bizimusi eZimbabwe bathi sebesebenza lohulumende kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We in the private sector have taken a view, and our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lohulumende, kasikho kwezombusazwe.
Abantu bathi sebephila ngokwenza imisebenzi engaqedakaliyo ukwenzela ukuziphilisa. Inhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo zithi ingcosana imali yezabelo ethulwe nguhulumende kubhajethi yomnyaka ozayo. Ngakho ke uhulumende kumele adinge enye imali yokwengezelela ukuthi luphumelele uhlelo lokupha izabelo amandla okuzivusa ubathabile masuku sethulela loludaba
lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yezabelo ngaphansi kophawu lweZimbabwe United Residents Association lokhu kulandela ukwethulwa kogwalo olwe Metropolitan Bill le Local Authorities Bill isiphathamandla sikahulumende ePhalamende umnumzana July Moyo Inhlanganiso lezi zithi imali efakwe nguhulumende kumele ikhutshulwe ukwenzela ukuthi umsebenzi lo uhambe kahle lezigaba zenelise ukwenza inhlelo ezilohlonzi. Omunye wabakhulume emhlanganweni lo owenziwe namuhla kobulawayo ngumnumzana Mfundo Mlilo okunhlanganiso ye Combined Harare Residents Association.
Isiqoqoqela sokuhlangana sibangelwa ukuthi ngathi usiphatha amandla we local government July Moyo usekhiphe ugwalo lwe bill bese ngathi umthetho we devolution okumele ungene kudala le parliament olwe metropolitan bill le local authorities bill ngathi lezi ngwalo yizo ezinika impilo ku devolution So thina njengezakhamizi sithe sihlangane sikhulumisane sixoxisana ukuthi kuyini esifisa ukuthi kutholakale kusemthethweni we devolution.
Ukhulume kabanzi ngokufiswa ngabantu.
Thina okumqoka esisikhangelane lakho ukuthi there is no money without devolution. Lokho kuthi ukuthi uhulumende xa esenza i devolution ngoba sesikhangele ezinyingwalo bese ngathi study ekhangela 80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona i devolution uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu singathi ama responsibilities angabe niki imali yokuthi lama responsibilities ahanjiswa phambili so thina sigijimisa ukuthi uhulumende yebo use ngathi use hambisane lesisekelo sombuso se constitution esithi 5% kumele inikwe ama local authorities kodwa uzathola ukuthi amanye amazwe njenge South Africa 57% of their budget esingathi iyahamba kuma local authorities isenza lokho kuthiwa infrastructure funding kumbe bayakha imigwaqo izibhedlela lento esinyenginingi so kuqhakathekile ukuthi uminister we finance adivolve ibudget akhe kumbe imali eningi kumele isetshenziswe kuma provinces
lokho kusekelwe ngumnumzana Zibusiso Dube obona ngokukhutshwa kwembiko enhlanganisweni yeBulawayo Residents Association
ukuthi sifisa ukuthi uhulumende aphathisane labantu labantu bathi babe involved ekwenzweni kwakhona ukuthi kube le devolution of power njalo kube lokwazisana ukuthi ukwenziwa kwe-devolution of power, sonto engayenziwa inkulumende eyedwa. Kumele wonke ama-stakeholders abe involved ukuze udaba lolu luphumelele eZimbabwe.
Omunye obengene lumhlangano umnumzana Alec Dube uthi ukwehlukaniswa ngakwamandla lokhu kulakho ukuletha ukuthula eZimbabwe.
I-devolution of power yinto kuphela engaxakulula ukungezwani phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni. Angifuna ukuthi abantu bangithathe njengokuthi ngingimbandlululi, angibandlululi lutho, but ukuthi kube le devolution into engcono. Kazange sigijimele i-autonomousism, sagijimela ukuthi kakube le devolution. Sisenziwa ukuthi sathi sikhangela sathola ukuthi ukuzwana phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni kuzima, abasoze babambana ngenxa yendlela ababusana ngayo. Kwehlula besegangeni bengama besalweli lizwe izibra lezanda ehlula ukubambana. Kwehlula ukubambana sesibuyile sizevote ekhaya. So i-devolution of power is the best. Yinto engamelanga ukuthi yehluleke ukuthi yenze.
Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuthaza ukuthi izabelo zizimele zodwa. Lokhu kuthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eMathebeleland leNkabazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ngokusenjalo, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, uthi umhlangano lo ufezile injongo yawo ngoba izinqumo ezithethewe zamukelwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende.
Umhlangano wethu ufezile injongo ngoba sivele sikhuluma labo engasikaze sihambise ama-recommendations ethu. Esizakwenza ukuthi siyafaka izikhathi lokuthiwa ama-time frame. Esizafisa ukuthi iziphathamandla ezijene zikahulumende zisiphendule. Ngokunjalo sibona ngathi kuzasinceda ukuthi umhlangano uhambe kuhle. Vele sikhuluma kanje kade singananzelela. Uhulumende laye usekhuluma ngendaba naleyo ukuthi ufisa ukuthi ama-MPs ama-ministers labo kube le ndlela yokuthi lezi mpahla abazisikade ama-assets bayadeclare. And ungabali hanzathi sengikhohlile ngayiphi inyanga yacaca ukuthi ingqondo leyo bayithethe uluhlu lwangapha kuma-residence. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi umhlangano jesukalawo uyafeza into esizifisayo njalo uyahlonitshwa izinqumo esizithathayo. Sivumelene ukuthi sifuna ukufuqa uhulumende. Okokuqala sikhumisa lama-councillors from amadorobha atshiyeneyo, siceda lapho bese sifuqa uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende aphumele policy kumbe lo mthetho. Othola ukuthi nxa umuntu esegedle waba ngu-councillor kumbe ngu-MP sikhayela ukuthi kwaziwe ukuthi vele uthe engena ube lani. Kukhanya ngathi kulamanye ama-councillors athi angangena ezikhundleni abe sesengakuthiwa yibugolegole kuthiwa yi-corruption. Thola umuntu usela-ma-stand angu-7, angu-10, angu-1, usele ama-business, usele izimoto ezingaqedakaliyo.
Alizange licubungule udaba lomnotho welizwe okungani yikho okuphethe kubi izakhamizi kulezi nsuku?
Khonoko sikuthintile kodwa ungakunanzelela kungena ngaphansi kwendaba le yokuzivusa kwezabelo esi-devolution of power. Ngoba kulapho esiba lohlupho khona ukuthi nxa izabelo sesizivusa kuzaba lulki lezi zomnotho nxa sifuna ukuvuselela i-asset umnotho ngumama-industries. Kuba lula ukuthi nxa i-budget silethiwe isuka kuhulumende ibuya kusigaba ethile mo-province ethile selibona ama-industries, ama-natural resources akhona kuleyo ndawo yiwaphi, konke leyo sekukhayelile. Sabuya futhi sakhuluma khona ukuthi okukhona okusenzela sibe lohlupho esingathi ayi-fiscal policy. Abantu bayahlala ku-central level esingathi kuseHarare bathatha izinqumo sezifuna ukugijima umhlaba wonke. Abantu abahlala beZimbabwe ama-citizens bangabale input.
Lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyobulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Osomabhizimusi weZimbabwe babambisana lohulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekuvuseleleni umnotho welizwe ogugudeke osugugudekile. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni wokuhlangana. Kyolisisa okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe obuqoqwe ikomiti yedala leSenate eMelika ebona ngokwenzakala kuzwekazi leAfrika lezempilakahle iSubcommittee on Africa and Global Health Policy. Wethule lokhu ngumnumzana Joe Muthizwa, umqondisi weJSM Strategic Pathways, obemele osomabhizimusi abakunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Stock Exchange Listed Companies Forum.
We in the private sector have taken a view. And our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lo hulumende, kasikho kwezombusazwe. Sike sahlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, ngamtshela mina ukuthi kunenge okuhluphayo. Usevule amasango ukuthi sikhulume laye. Ngaye ngavalelwa ejele mina. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kujoni nxa ezombusazwe.
At the age of 21, I was a political prisoner myself in Rhodesia. I know what it means to have a bad political situation.
Ute abantu abanengi bafisa ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngesiphangiphangi.
What we observe, Mr. Chairman, is that there's a crisis of expectations. People having been in bondage for 38 years now want everything today.
Balinde ukubona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi uhulumende wethula ibudget eveza ukuthi ilizwe lifisa ukusebenzisa imali ngemfanelo. Kodwa konke lokho kungeke kwenziwa ngelanga elilodwa.
Know how difficult it is to change things and to transform Zimbabwe.
Uphinde wathi kunengi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa okuzanceda ilizwe.
Our observation is that the president with his new administration has taken a number of very bold measures to correct things. First of all,
kunengi okwenziwa nguhulumende wezanu PF. Kuzaba kubuhlungu okwesikhashana, kodwa konke okufiswa ngabantu kulakho kwenziwa kahle ukwenzela ukuguqula.
These people have been in office for 3 months. We submit that it is too early to judge them.
Kodwa umnumzana Matthew Harrington, umsekelo womqondisi wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lezwekazi leAfrika uthi kusakude phambili kweleZimbabwe.
We want Zimbabwe to succeed and we would welcome a better relationship, but the ball is squarely in the government's court to demonstrate it is irrevocably on a different trajectory.
Nxa iZimbabwe ifisa ukuba yingxenye yomhlaba wonke jikelele, kumele iguqule ekwenzayo okugoqela imithetho etshiyeneyo.
The government should immediately end the harassment of members of the political opposition.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi ibandla leZanu PF kalifuni ukusebenza lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe. Unkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umgcinisihlalo webandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jamisa uthi kumele ibandla leZanu PF lime kancane ukukhuluma ngezijezo zenodo ukwenzela ukuthi likhulumisane laphikisayo.
Thina njengebandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngubaba Advocate Jamisa sesichile ngendaba yokuthi ama-sanctions abulala ilizwe. Ama-sanctions okuthi abantu abasitshontshela imali bahambe emazweni bayeyidla imali yethu, akuhlalweni phansi sikhangele ukuthi okwenza ukuthi ikanda litshaye kuyini, yisiso esingcolileyo yini, sigezisa isiso esithi ngesikhiwa i-dialogue. Lokhu esavela kukhetho, lokhu esikhuluma ngakho, kodwa bathi khona thina esikwenzayo ngamandlwane. Sahambe empini namabhunu, sabhulana, saqedana, kodwa sacina sesilankitha sihlezi kuma-boardroom. Indaba zombangazwe kaziqedwa izinduku, ziqedwa ukuthi sihlale phansi sikhulumisane umlota. Thina sesakhuluma ngokukhulumisana umlota, lalilalele ithi ku-commission. Ubaba uChamisa wakhuluma wathi ye, ukhulumisana umlota kumele sikhulumisane. Kodwa nxa sikhulumisana, sikhulumisane nini, sihloniphana. Kungaze kwaba lo mkhulu lo mncane. Ngoba singavele singene sokule answer, akulakhulumisana okuzaba khona.
Obephethe udaba lweZimbabwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe kweleMelika izolo, ngumnumzana Jeff Fleck, osezatshiya isikhundla someli weArizona kudale leSenate. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, ngingoGibbs Dube.
Ngo-Life Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe kukomiti yedale leSenate okuveza ukuthi kusekude ukuthi ilizwe leMelika leZimbabwe amazwe omabili abe lobudlelwano obuhle. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele World Health Organization ithi sokumele kwenziwe umkhankaso wokulimukisa abantu ngengozi emgwaqweni okufa khona abantu abedlula isigidi ngomnyaka. Umongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika uthi uphenyo lodaba lweRussia yilo olwenza ukuthi engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi elizweni leMelika. Ukuba lukhuni kwempilo okudalwa ukutshabalala komnotho welizwe sokubangele ukuthi abasakhulayo badinge indlela zokuziphilisa ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla etshiyeneyo. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lo umsindo wokukhanda amazenge awenziwa ngabaphila ngokuthengisa izinto ezifana lembiza, imiganu, lamagabha eHarare. Abanye ngabathwala impahla zezihambi ngezinqola besuka esitishini samabhasi eMbare, ukuthi abanye ngabathengisa okutshiyeneyo okugoqela inkuni lezithelo. Omunye wabasakhulayo laba ngumnumzana Tatenda Sau opheka isepa yokuhlamba impahla ayithengisa eMbare. USau uthenga umsobho wentanga zotshinda lendumba kumakhampani alungisa amafutha abesepheka ngawo isepa. Uthi loba nje isepa ezitolo ibiza amadola amathathu, eyakhe uyithengisa ngedola 70 kuphela emizameni yokuhuga abathengi. USau uthi lanxa kunjalo zinenge ingxaki ahlangana lazo.
Isusu noita zokuthengisa sipo zatinozvigadzirira tega. Tinowana maro materials yedu kubva mu
Tina sithengisa isepa esizilungisela sodwa. Sithola into zokuphekisa kumankampani alungisa amafutha okuphekisa. Kodwa kulezi nsuku sibona ngani kungcono ngoba ezitolo isepa isidula, ngakho ke okwakhathesi abantu babuya bezothenga kithi ngoba silentengo eziphansi. Ngibona kwasinceda kakhulu ukukhwela kwentengo yesepa ngoba sekusivulele amathuba ukuthi isepa yethu ithengwe. Kodwa silodubo lokuthi singathengisa isepa yethu ngemali yebhondi. Inkampani esithenga kizo into zokuphekisa zifuna sithenge ngemali yaphandle. Sicina sisiyathenga leyo mali emsikeni wensitha, okuyinto eludubo kithi.
Omunye owenza umsebenzi wezandla ngumnumzana Dinashe Ganda othengisa inkuni endaweni eyazakala ngokuthi imajubheke elokishini leMbare. Uthi uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezemvelo olwe-Environmental Management Agency alusabaniki amaphepha okutheza inkuni eHarare, ngakho ke sebezithola echegutu. Uthi ibhizimusi yakhe kayenzi kuhle ngenxa yokuguqula kwesisindo sohlobo lwemali yama-bond notes. Badlela evalweni abathengisa inkuni bengelamaphepha abawanikwa yi-Environmental Management Agency. Kwesinye isikhathi bagcina bengasela lutho lokuthengisa ngoba inkuni zabo ziyabe sezithethwe ngamapholisa ekhansili yeHarare. Omunye ozisebenzelayo ngumnumzana Thabelihle Mpofu othengisa ukuvimba ukuthi omakhalekhukhwini bengadabuki bengawela phansi lamacici abomama. Uthi ikhansili kufanele ingezelele indawo zokuthengisa impahla ukwenzela ukuthi bangahlaselwa ngamapholisa. Umpofu uthi isimo singaqhubeka phambili simi kanje edobheni leHarare kuzagcina kusiba lamasela amaningi.
Akunzima ndoda, into kathesi zinzima njalo asenelisi ukuthi sihlanganise. Lokuthi imuli zethu sizazigcina kanjani vela sazi. Into zakhona ziphelile, imali yakhona elizweni vela isabambeki, zonke into ziyadula, awuthengeki vele konke lokho. Ngapho ukuthi uphile usedolobheni, amapholisa ayabelokhu esigijimisa. Sithi ukuhlukunyezwa ezitaladeni, sithi ukuthi ekuthengeni into zakhona vele zingasathengeki, imali yakhona abasebesikhwezele. So yikudinga ukuthi ubone ukuthi ungenzani khona apha edolobheni ngoba silokubambabamba siyenza izidindo, siyabambanisa amaposta, kodwa ukuthi ukwenze uchelesise akwenzakali.
Umsekeli kanobhala uhlangothi lwabatsha kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Louis Mathuthu ukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bazinikele ukusebenza njalo baphatheke kunhlelo zikahulumende ezikhangene labatsha ezinjengokwakhiwa komgwaqo oqhumanisa idolobha leHarare leBeitbridge ozaqhatsha abantu abaningi.
As the leadership of the state, thina sithi amayouth ethu must understand that an economy functions in an environment where abantu bonke together to work on certain things as a whole, as a united and peaceful people, but also you know, we encourage that our young people also get time to go through certain key issues and understand them, particularly those that have got something to do with the economy. Is an agro-based economy. Clear one to that our own farms, including a few young people, because not majority of them were able to get land, but they should be productive.
Kodwa abatsha bathi kungcono ukuzenzela kulokulinda imisebenzi kahulumende egcinelwe kakhulu abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Bacela kusomandla ukuthi ancede abantu beZimbabwe abathwele amagabha avuzayo. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiGibson Bebe.
Ithi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, umsebenzi ubhokile. Woza Friday, my sweetie. What's a Friday? Ilanga lingomile wena. We baba, kunzima kulomhlaba. We baba, nomsebenzi ubobi.
Ubuhlelo Woza Friday namuhla sihamba lembabazane yembongi uDesire Moyo Moyoxide phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umomo oseZimbabwe. Untungameli inkomo yeStudio 7 usiphalo ludaba.
Dear ED, ndoda kuqina, ndoda kusadalala, ndoda wepasine mandu, wena kutonga kwaro. Because I'm a citizen, kambuti nyenzen. I hate a poem whose punchlines are Peter Crescendos. Once I thought this Second Republic will give me an opportunity to write, recite and record poems of happiness filled with glee. But alas, contrary to my wishful, prayerful new beginnings, I'm sinking in deep shit. What exactly is happening, my president?
Kwenzakalani kahle kahle mongameli. Lo ngumbuzo obalulekileyo obuzwa ngumoyo oxide kunkondlo yakhe le eyincwadi ayilobele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elesihloko esithi DAED. Limbongi ikhala ngokoma kwempilo okubangelwa ikudula kwezinto lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota isithi inhlala kahle ebiloyiswa ngabantu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa isibuye yaphelela eboyeni njengezithukuthuku zenja.
Stuck by the roadsides in melancholic hazards, continuously flashing on and off, signifying imminent danger of a rusting fuel tank and later on rusting lights of Zimbabweans. ED and the Waskolisa. The crocodile government is playing crocodile economics in a landlord country. Kukho konke lokhu uthi ngikhothenthini. Contestine kuveya chiwenga sesiphenduka amaganyana adla ngokudlephana. Kembo Campbell Mohati sesingomayade ezizweni. Kanti lalikhalelana amabhatabhata badala. Lingelamazwane
uyalandisa umoya oxide
engutshoyo lapha ukuthi khona ubunzima esibhakana la kweZimbabwe buduna buloboya bulempoko nxa ngingathi ungakubeka kuhle uyathola khona sobuxhwalile ukusolakala kwefuel kusithwalise nzima ukudula kwezinto sengathi bona labo ababusayo kabangenele besikhulile kubona babunzima njalo ubunzima esikhangelene labo ngoba ezibhedlela imithi ayitholakali ithengwa ngama-US dollar.
Bakithi mina angisikhole sasezwane esinyele endleleni sithemba inkani. Cha, ngingowenkayi kodwa ngibhothele endleleni kanje njengoba nje kunje ngoba umgwaqo wakithi wasenkayi lunkankalo. Kangilankani lawo since 1980 it has become an alternative latrine.
Kule ethi Nkayi Road umoya oxide ukhala ngokuchabalala komgwaqo oya enkayi wona athi usuqede abantu ngengozi zezimota.
Amabhasi enkayi abhewuke egcekeni sibhewubhewu kanti konakelephi komajoy. It has now become a black spot. Two accidents so soon. MPS ngawanda amabhanta amabhadi. Jamela Express kula majoyi nako majoyi. Why? Bus accidents, same spot. Perhaps it's the road, Nkai Road, the Nkankalu case.
Akusichazisele ngomgwaqo wakini lo okhala ngawo.
Hayi, umgwaqo wenkayi njengo ekezi owathusele usumdala wazithulela. Kuyafanana. Yabona enkayi kunzima madoda, umgwaqo awuhambeki.
Kulale njalo elesihloko esithi My Listening President.
My Listening President, you have listened enough. Perhaps now is the time for us Zimbabweans to listen to you. Khuluma ndoda.
Uthini lapha mbo?
Wazetha ngelithi ayi listening president olalelayo. Mhlambe ekumfikeleyo kubana hayi uselalele kwenela. Sesifuna ukuthi khona ke sizwe kube ngu speaking president okhuluma labantu, okhuluma lesizwe.
Ngini ngumbonklanti lisazothwebuza ngumgugudu leli lizwe galiphoziswe. There is too much bruhaha. There is too much holy poloi. There is too much halapalo. There is too much yabadabedu.
Listen. Hayi uyingwenya moyo oxide bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo.
There is no hocus pocus. There is no halakaza. There is no mental color method, my president, that can solve this Zim fracas. No deep tent dimension can deliver this Zim from Finfo. No Paula Sangoma can macos and heal this Zim fracas. Even the Junta's commandos and 5th Brigade cannot force the economy to behave. Sikokoza imbiza ebilayo ngolimi. Kahle, my president, are you still the voice of God? Or you are safe and sound as they target the criminals around you? Anyway, lo otakulaleki maule mali, thina kasilali kanjani eZimbabwe singelayo. Lo otho omunye phezu komunye is a true prophet and he must go deeper. Ngoba kukuma fuel queues akukhulunywa. Lo othi mdala chauya, kanti uza nini lo mdala? Jays, lisakhuluma na ilitshe likaNtunjambili. Hleza usamamo simxolele, sinanke usamandu. My listening president, perhaps now is the time to be a speaking president.
Imbongileyo uDesire Moyoxide phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umama waseZimbabwe ngesizweni inkondlo elandelayo.
Balagwe, my son, bathi kukurawundi is a sensitive issue. We must not talk about it or raise it in public. I am sorry to those who have made open Kukurawundi dialogue their license to kill. We can't stop raising it until they put it to rest. In Matabeleland and Midlands, we have no identities, no IDs, no ego, and no drives to belong to this national agenda. Our homesteads were burnt down. Our parents, families, and friends were buried like a pile of leaves on a madman's compost heap. Our kukulikoliko chickens were chopped and chowed. Our cattle rustled, roasted, and baskarapelo pase. Our dogs were deleted to the ozone stink. Ngisho lempukane zakithi zaphela tu ngombhuqazwe. Balagwe, liqiniso hantsho la wafela lona. My son, let me address this issue. DAED and the Mokriante Commission. Was this ingxaki-ngxaki isidwekla-dwekla? This is stinking harassment of wisdom Mkwananzi after his innocent testimony. What is it all about? Dear ex-president Motlante and the commission, wisdom Mkwananzi had said, after my testimony, bazangi jwamujwamula, and what did you do? Akuvumi ngithule, akusizi ngithule. Why harass and persecute the truth? Why confront and arrest the truth? Why incarcerate wisdom Mkwananzi? It's not about wisdom Mkwananzi. It's not about Mtwara's Republican Party. It's about us, the people of Matabeleland, whose narrative is soaked in blood from the Kukurawundi genocide. It's about our names, man. Ozalempi, Osenzeni, Oshupegile, Osoneni. Harassing, torturing, and incarcerating wisdom Mkwananzi for testifying against the regime is synonymous to the herald state of emergency to eliminate the truth to kill Jesus. It's a license to kill. DAED.
Hayi ke uyaqhubeka uMoyoxide uDesire olendlebe zokuzwa ngabona uzwile olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.